All right, everyone. This is Jimmy of the Jimmies from Wisconsin, USA. And you're listening to Dave Raven. This show has been running for over 20 years. The best UK blues show for the last 4 years and was runner-up in 2012 and 14 and winner in 13.
Wonderful, that's how show openers used to be. Instrumental on that one, Hammond B3, Twin Leslies. How perfect is that? The new album, the newish album from Oscar Wilson, One Room Blues, and there's Happy Reunion, opening up The Raven and the Blues. And before that, Jimmy from the Jimmies. That's also pretty good. I'm Dave from Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. Back in the UK now, back in the studio, different acoustics on board a boat. The sun is shining. It's England. Something's gone terribly wrong. That was kind of R&B jazzy in a way. Blues, of course. And the show has kind of come together a little bit like that. More R&B and jazz than blues, looking at the list this week. But it may change as the hour goes on. But welcome to the programme. Here's a new album coming from a lady called Peggy Perkins, making her debut on the show. She's been around the blues and jazz scene on the east coast of, no, the west coast of the USA for many, many years, some 20-odd years, I think it is. But her new album is much more bluesy than her earlier ones. It's called Influences, and here she is with her rendition of an old Sam and Dave number, which I love to bits. One of my four floor fillers from the days as Dave the Raven, a disco DJ. That's Peggy Perkins with her version. Hello, what's happened? Oh, that shouldn't have happened. Peggy Perkins with her version of Sam and Dave's Hold On, I'm Coming. Used to be a floor filler back in the 60s. Dave the Raven's going back on the road, actually, in just over a month's time. And somebody's asked me to do a 60s and 70s disco. That may make an appearance. Okay, that may not have been entirely blues. Could have Melanie shouting at the radio once again. Let's go to something which genuinely is blues, and it's good. Oh, it's not more than good, it's wonderful. It's the album No Mercy in This Land with Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. The deluxe edition comes with some extra live tracks. This is one of those extra live tracks. Trust You to Dig My Grave, recorded it live at the Machine Shop earlier on this year.
You can lie awake at night, pretend not to see. But you can't put that apple back up on his tree. There ain't no worries. You can't drive away. But I trust you. Trust you to dig my grave. Woke up this morning, put a cup of the blues. I will always find a way to lose. Give me one reason. Reason I should stay. Well, I trust you. Trust you to dig my grave. Spend your whole life with one woman, die and leave her your farm. The very next day she's on your best friend's arm. There ain't no worries. You can't drink away. I trust you. Trust you to dig my grave. I walk but I stumble. I roll but I tumble. Reach but I fumble. I speak but I mumble. Coming and going 100 different ways. I trust you. Trust you to dig my grave. I wanna be your first lover, I just wanna be your last. If you promise not to tell, I promise I won't ask. There ain't no worries, you can't drink away. Well, I trust you, trust you to dig my grave. I trust you, oh, I trust you. Trust you to dig my grave.
Wonderful. Blues as it should be. Applause, please. No, nothing. There should be applause, surely. Ben Harper, Charlie Musselwhite, recorded live with no mics on the audience. And Trust You to Dig My Grave. The studio version is also on the same album, No Mercy in This Land. I've just come back from 10 days in the Mediterranean. 10 days in which I watched men of my age, really, in their late 60s and 70s. Similar physique, a bit heavy on top. And all of us with the same physique down below, from below the waist. Male pattern ass loss, where your bum's disappeared and your legs have gone thin. It's really weird shape. And I'm lighter. I've come back lighter than I have been for quite a long time, but it's obviously all gone from below the waist. So it made me vow I'm going to do a bit of exercise to try and get rid of the upper part of it. And so this track, therefore, is particularly apposite. Victor Wainwright and The Train, the album of the same name, and I'll Start Tomorrow.
Well, I know y'all might think I'm crazy, but here's what I have to say. My doctor's been chasing me round, saying Victor lives the way. Stop drinking a whiskey, smoking cigars, playing blues to the rising sun. And it's time you start thinking of your future. And I just don't have any fun. I shook his hand, I walked away, and after thinking this is what I got to say, it's too late to start today. I think I'll start tomorrow. It ain't gonna happen today. You say it's early to bed, then it's early to rise. You gotta get off your butt and exercise. I'll start tomorrow. Give me just one more day. said, "Dear son, when's the last time you've been to church? I know you've been real, real busy, but salvation you need to search. It don't come free, it don't come easy, if you're not willing to try. Open up your heart, give up your ways, become sanctified." I looked at her, and then I said, "Well, first we gotta get out of bed. I'll start tomorrow, it's too late to start today. I'll pray, sing, and holler, how about next Sunday? I got too much to do and I wanna get some rest. If you wanna go to church, God bless. I'll start tomorrow, give me just one more day." Since them days, and man, I lost a good deal of weight. I've been on one hell of an uphill climb. I'm doing pretty good, I'd say. I try to exercise, I go to church, I don't smoke what I drink, and when the day is done, I'm still having fun with just a little less caffeine. But when I'm hot or when I'm low, if it's up to me, I'd like to take it slow. I'll start tomorrow, it's too late to start today. I beg, steal, or borrow to have another day to play. I'm guilty as charged, no alibis. My lust for life is king size. I'll start tomorrow, give me just one more day. Give me just one more day. Give me just one more day. I gotta take it to church.
I'll start tomorrow, just give me one more day. That's on Sunday, isn't it? Victor Wainwright from the album Victor Wainwright on the Train, and I'll Start Tomorrow. Ian Siegel's just finished his very final tour of the UK with the band, and if that sounds a bit final, it is in a way, and I've got a feeling I know the reason why. I think Ian and I share similar thoughts about the blues scene in the UK. We're really honoured to have him as an MC of our Blues Awards on the 19th of May in Worthing, looking forward to that enormously. And he will be back as Ian Siegel solo and occasional tours, but no more big tours in the UK. Having mentioned Ian, let's play something from the wonderful album All the Rage. And here is Ain't You Great.
Chains. They want to kill your neighbors. They're gonna eat their brains. They're coming for your daughters, your mothers and your sons. They're coming for the slaughter. They're doing this for fun. The asylum doors are open and we're down upon our knees. They found the biggest lunatics and handed them the keys. Ain't it great again? All the hate. Stage again. Ain't it great? industry, watch them as they burn. The dreaming spies of destiny, they'll teach them how to learn. The gods are getting angrier, they're pining for the flood. We're howling in the moonlight, and we're drowning in the mud. Nobody's listening to your prayers, now get up off your knees. They lock the gates of heaven, and the devil holds the keys. Well, ain't it great again? All this hate. You great. We're just horses for the glue farm, and I feel an early frost. They're working now in relay, sharing out the spoils. We're caught up in the melee, pouring water on the oil. They're driving us to madness, they're driving us to drink. And if you think it's brinkmanship, then you can't see the brink. Now the pie is open, the carry-on will sing. The king become the joker, and the joker now the king. Well, ain't it great again? All this hate again. It's never too late, my friend, for more hate. You're back on stage again. Yes, you're all the rage again. Ain't it great? All this hate. Ain't you great?
Lyrics, even with a touch of mariachi in there somewhere to give it a bit of geographical location, although so sadly the words in there could apply to so many countries across the world, including our own really, and across Europe as well. Ian Siegel and Ain't You Great. He's one of quite a few poet musicians who are writing some great lyrics these days. Sean Taylor, Richard Townend, lots and lots of people are writing some very good songs. Is it making any difference? Is it hell?
Joy! Joy! feel joy. Waiting in the water, trying to feel joy. Maybe in the river I find my joy. Maybe in the river I find my joy. Said how high? She said walk 1,000 miles. She said play my favorite song. She said love. I'll be all night long. Jump. I said how high? She said walk 1,000 miles. She said play.
Bad Day Blues Band from the Abbey Road Sessions, just been released. Very strange mix. Either the harmonica player did the mix down, or whoever did the mix down is in love with the harmonica player. One of the two. And that was Jump. And before that you heard Joy, Joy and Jump, from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa and their album Black Coffee. Staying with albums from this year, one of my favourites so far, and it's almost halfway through the year. Thank you.
ascension every time. So Joab, don't I tell her you got the Joab? Don't I tell her that's how you find out, yep, that she loves you. She didn't come around just to hear you speak. Everybody know that the talk is cheap.
Sam Cooke is alive and well in the voice of James Hunter. The album, The James Hunter Six and Whatever It Takes, and Show Her. One of the big fans of Midnight Johnny, who's from the northwest of the UK, he sent her a sample track of his forthcoming album, The Long Road Home. Sadly, it had some difficulties. She couldn't listen to it, so she said, sent it to me, say, could I fix it? So I did, and sent it back to her, and she's now heard it, which is nice. I won't mention her name, no names, no pact for lay, Pam. But nevertheless, I said, can I use it, do you think? She said, I'm sure you won't mind. So, Midnight Johnny, the first radio play by anybody, and exclusive, off the new album coming out later on this year, The Long Road Home. Out of the Northwest, here's Slow Burn.
Sometimes I start to wonder, have I been blind? Like a man on fire, just one more time. Closing in with a slow burning sign. Thank you.
Sometimes I start to wonder, never seem to make any sense. Like some drunk fool, let the games commence. Closing in with a slow burning sight. Closing in with a slow burning sight.
Long Road Home is the album when it comes out later on this year. I think it's going to be late June, July or thereabouts. Midnight Johnny and a track from the album. Thank you, Miss Britton. And Slow Burn. It's funny, the American language, what was it Churchill said? The Americans and the British divided by a common language. And the Americans have got lots of expressions which kind of mean different things to us or we don't even understand. And for many years, I'm ashamed to say, that backdoor man had a meaning for me which, when somebody explained what it really meant, took me by surprise. I'll leave it there, I think. But nevertheless, it's a familiar blues track and a name covered by many, many artists over the years. From the new album Let It Go, Bernard Allison, and here he is with Backdoor Man. Bernard Allison, Let It Go, the brand new album, and there is Backdoor Man. My name's Dave Raven, and I make mistakes. Yeah, I know you're surprised. You probably thought I was infallible, but I'm not. Last year, I became involved in the Jessica Foxley Music Project up in the northwest of England. Jessica Foxley was a very skilled young musician who, sadly, her life was taken when she was in her early 20s, and her parents formed the music project to pay tribute to her and to honour her life. And basically, it's to get young bands noticed, basically. And so when I became involved as one of the selectors of the bands to appear at the Cole and Rhythm and Blues Festival, my heart, I must have filled with dread to a certain extent. And we had a job of choosing out of the 40-odd applicants the 8 bands who were going to appear live, and then one of them would go forward to the UK Blues Federation Challenge later on that year. I had the honour of being in one of the halls to watch some of the bands, and I must admit I was blown away by so many of them. And the one who really, to us, stood out, or to me stood out, and the other judges agreed, was a band I then saw at the Cavern Club for the UK Blues Federation Awards. And they were just so good. Absolutely wonderful. They have an album out, the eponymous album. I'm sure they had an album before, so it's obviously not their first. But this is the Robert J. Hunter Band, and this is a track from their forthcoming album called Susie. Lovely guys and a wonderful band, Robert J. Hunter Band, and a track from their album of the same name, and Susie. Bass guitarist in the band comes from the Channel Islands, from Guernsey, and when I was talking to him after the event and they hadn't won, and I said, I'm really sorry you didn't win, he said, no, he said it was wonderful. He said, to play at the Cavern Club as well, he said, my parents just won't believe it ever. I think they were there in the audience, but good stuff indeed. That album comes out, I think, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Here's another album due in 2 or 3 weeks. It's Ben Real. His brand new album is called Land of Escape, and here is Suffer in Silence.
I've been through some hard times. Will we ever break through? Get up on your feet again. Life is what hits you. We suffer in silence. That's what we do. We suffer in silence. Me and you. I'm used to the dark nights. No one to hold on to. Love is a distant star that long ago I once knew. We suffer in silence. That's what we do. We suffer in silence. Me and you. But there's a light switch on every heart. Try to find the gold key to make it start. Oh, lighten up your heart. Lighten up your heart again. Now a new day has come. Time to face the truth. Reach deep down inside you and rip up the weeds that grew. We suffer in silence. That's what we do. We suffer in silence. We. We suffer in silence. Oh, that's what we do. We suffer in silence. It's time to talk to you.
Rockin' baby, no, I can't stop. Oh,
That's fun. Errol Linton and Break 'Em On Down from his new album Packing My Bags, and before that from his new album Land of Escape, Ben Real and Suffer in Silence. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. If you've been listening on one of the many online streaming stations that play the programme, thank you very much. If you listen via the podcast, either from iTunes or if you go to raven.libsyn.com, but the easiest thing to do really is go to the website, raven.dj, which has the links to everybody else. So it's their one-stop shop for everything. I'll be back again with some more fine blues in 7 days' time. If you want to drop me a line, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Until next week, let's go across to Belgium now and the Blues Bones, their new album Chasing Shadows, taking us out, as Tony Stider-Denison would say. This is called Love Me or Leave Me. Bye-bye.
Chasing shadows, keep thinking of you. Walk in the meadows, I don't know what to do. Last night you were dreaming, kept shouting that name. How do you still love him? It drives me insane. Closer to you, but you always started crying when I asked for a clue. Keep the distance, well, it gives me the blues. I'm losing resistance when I really need truth.
Shoot away.